Zsigarnot and the Society of Emissaries had a lot of correspondence. This is the first letter written by Z in response to the emissaries, July 24, 1984, addressed to Patrick Fitzsimmons, 5569 North County Road 29, Loveland, Colorado, 80537. Regarding Emissary Opening Series, Parts 1 and 2, An Open Door. And at that time, Z's address was 94 Winston Crescent, Guelph, Ontario, N1E2K2. Dear Patrick, thanks for sending the subject information. We attended the Art of Living class at Kingview a few weeks ago. Paul Price served an attunement to my wife and I. We were drawn into an even warmer kinship with him. I just returned from the Human Unity Conference in Boston. I traveled as far as Montreal with Bill Porter. Bill is someone I enormously admire, appreciate, enjoy, and with whom I intend to collaborate. My room was across from his at the conference. I enjoyed several meals with him. He submitted his car to Robin Newman and I in order for me to be able to return in time for commitments back in Canada. Spirit flows and expresses well within and through him. Judith Green was our point of access to emissaries. I find her to be a magnificent friend. She has a firmness, a strength, and beauty, attesting to her own accountability to the truth of being. I was able to exchange with Robin Newman during the more than 11 hours of driving. Sunday, on the way back from Boston. My kinship with that soul is comparably strong and deep. I rode with Helmut Julinot from Montreal to Boston. He has been someone whom I cannot help but love, not simply for his generosity, his keen mind, and his rigor, but for his own determined course of adventure in the truth of being. The very deepest tides have flowed between myself and George and Jolie Emery. I enclose a letter I sent to them, which was deficient in postage. Each of them intercepted me to embrace me at Boston. Heading, An Open Door. Several statements rang within me. Quotation marks. Unyielding loyalty to inadequate concepts and beliefs is disloyalty to the truth. End of quotation. Concepts which are the product of an alienated human mind, or only a human mind, are likely to obstruct truth rather than connect one to the truth. Truth has its port of access within, but not derived from reason, not derived from logic, but from transcendent pattern and the greater mind of true being, even as the statement on pages 11 and 12 expresses, quotation, "The truth cannot be found by the use of reason and logic alone." End of quotation. To add the word alone, which Z added to the statement, means that truth is found partly by such means. For this to be so, what is called logic, and I have just completed the honors course in epistemology, the theory of knowledge at university, and have taken logic in earlier years, is a special kind of logic, for meaning isn't contained in words, the vehicle of logic, but is found in the mind. Meaning is derived from references within the body of experience, of every kind. The inclusion of the word alone alerts me, arouses an appeal of inner sources. Chan, or Zen, has burned its scriptures for safekeeping. There is insight and wisdom in that. We are connected, if we so consent, to the truth of being, not by something we do especially, but by some things we refrain from doing. 1. Enforcing the boundaries of self must be stopped by not nourishing our separate self with our minds. 2. The more we keep track of who and what we are, nourishing the boundary of ourself, the less we are. We obstruct the flow to and from our center of being. 3. We are connected to all that is, if we but consent and stop preventing the knowing from flowing through the connection. 4. We must not mistake the means by which something occurs for its cause. There is a web of interdependent originations of the flow of all effects. At that, I take up the issue of the key to providing the leadership the world needs. One is not a leader because he dominates anyone in any way for any reason, but because he knows the way and travels it. Thereby, those attracted may follow, but not because he is the leader, but because it is the way he travels, and they have recognized it for themselves. I would not choose to use the word real, but I believe I understand and agree with the ideal, the flow of expression of life. Life which creates and recreates us is the reliable source. We can feel that flow. We can see the consistency which operates between those who are accountable to the flow of life, of being, and know its truth. The senses may be deceptive. The mind so modulates the images of the senses. So, being sensible may be misguiding. Reason may be misguiding. Logic may certainly be misguiding. Truth is pattern which flows from the source of our being and is connected to our being. Truth is pattern which expresses in life. I look forward to taking up the issues which follow in the Emissary opening series. I sense with mind or feeling the dynamic, the commitment to truth, which is signaled by such statements as differences and disagreements arise by reason of limited or distorted human concepts about the truth. May we all be so committed to such yielding constantly and refrain from any manner which is patronizing or takes a posture which presumes inferiority of another, whether or not we have sustained a deliberate alliance. I have blundered by doing so many times. I want to be helped to refrain from doing so, and I want to uphold the expression of truth in just such matters. May truth abound through conscience and commitment. I want to be recreated by that source. I want to steer wide of the danger of ignorance. Warmest regards, Z. Charnot. The second letter was written to Patrick Fitzsimmons, Wednesday, September the 5th, 1984, regarding mailing number 2. Dear Patrick, thank you for arranging for Northern Light. We have also received the third mailing. I enclose some U.S. dollars I have on hand to help with the related costs. I am involved in university life. At the University of Guelph for the past year, and perhaps at the University of Waterloo during this coming year, the fall is upon us, and the pace of life accelerates. Tuesday nights I lecture at the Toronto Health Education Center. Jeff Levine has welcomed me to give a series of 9 lectures, 5 of which have been given. The series is called Skills of New Man. Some meditative exercises and instructions were given last week. That supplements what I had handwritten. I haven't time this morning to type my whole letter, so I simply attach it.